Well, Trump administration officials are insisting this recognition is not intended to derail its plans for a peace deal. But the Director of Policy and Government Relations with the US Jewish organisation Americans for Peace Now, Dr. Deborah Shushan, says it's a reckless act. She joined me earlier in our Washington studio.
My reaction is a very negative one. This was an extremely bad move by President Trump, and in some ways it was really the worst thing that he could have done. So we knew that he had made this campaign promise saying that he would move the embassy to Jerusalem from Tel Aviv. We had heard, because saner officials in the administration knew the fallout that embassy move would have, that there was a possibility instead that President Trump would recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital, but then not move the embassy. What happened today was that President Trump decided to go whole hog and do both, move the embassy and recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital without any kind of statement recognizing legitimate Palestinian claims or any Palestinian claims to the city as their capital in an eventual final status agreement with Israel.
You say that saner members of his administration were cautioning him against this. Do you expect that it will spark violence?
I am very concerned that it will. There's no question that the region is very much on edge. We've seen the U.S. consulate in Jerusalem already issue a warning to both U.S. diplomats in Israel and also to Americans in Israel as well. We've seen also a warning from the U.S. embassy in Jordan telling diplomatic officials, American diplomatic officials, that they should not send their children to school tomorrow. So don't take it from me, right? Take it from the United States State Department that understands that President Trump, in addition to, of course, putting Israelis and Palestinians in jeopardy, and they more than anyone else, of course, President Trump is also putting Americans, other foreign nationals, and American diplomats, both in Israel and in the broader region and in the broader Muslim world, at risk with this extremely unwise decision.
So why do you think President Trump's made this decision?
Well, I am certainly not in President Trump's brain, that's for sure. But my best guess would be that, first of all, it has to do with a desire to please his political base, so domestic political calculations. This has nothing to do with an assessment of, America's diplomatic or national security interests. Very far from it. I also think Donald Trump is fundamentally different from perhaps any other president that we've ever had here in the United States. Other presidents promised that they would move the embassy to Jerusalem when they were campaigning. He is far from alone in that. But when those presidents came into office and they heard from their cabinet, from the State Department, the Defense Department, they heard the calculations of what would happen, what the consequences would be if the U.S. moved the embassy to Jerusalem. And they realized the weight of their office and their very responsibility. But I think President Donald Trump, unfortunately, is fundamentally different. I mean, this is someone who is not afraid to take a lit match and drop it into what he knows is perhaps the greatest, the most significant tinderbox in the world, which is Jerusalem. This is someone who relishes the opportunity to turn the world on its head and blow things up. And certainly there's not a risk aversion there.
President Trump is, though, saying that this is not intended to derail the peace process. He also did not call Jerusalem the undivided capital of Israel. So that does leave room for the U.S. to recognize East Jerusalem as the capital of a future Palestinian state. Is it possible that he is trying to actually moderate some of his statements?
There was some moderation there, not enough. The other thing that I would point to in his speech that, was left a little bit of ground for encouragement was that for the first time, President Trump did what my organization, Americans for Peace Now, has been calling on him relentlessly to do, and that is he finally endorsed the two-state solution. He did it in a measured tone, saying that he would endorse it if the parties agree to it. We would like to hear a stronger formulation of that along the lines of what we heard from UN Secretary General Guterres today, who made very clear an endorsement of the two-state solution, saying that it's the only game in town. It's the only way that this conflict will be solved. There is a bit of silver lining in what we heard from President Trump today. There is still room, yes, for the United States to recognize East Jerusalem as the capital of Palestine. But we needed to hear a lot more, I think, in the speech today, as you know, President Trump claimed on the one hand that he was simply recognizing reality. I think it's important to dispute that claim, really. I mean, yes, it's true that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. But at the same time, by recognizing Israel's claims to Jerusalem, without recognizing any sort of Palestinian claim, and by doing it outside the context of a final status agreement, he has done tremendous damage. It's not absolutely irreparable, but it has already hurt a peace process that, let's face it, is in a difficult situation here.
And as you say, President Trump did say that he supports a two-state solution, but he qualified that by saying if it's supported by both sides. I guess the question there is, how do you see the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on a two-state solution at the moment?
Prime Minister Netanyahu is on record as supporting a two-state solution in a speech that he gave in 2009. However, in practice, and he has not retracted that, however, in practice, he leads the most right-wing government in Israel's history, and his government has been doing everything possible, it seems, to undermine a two-state solution, including creeping annexation of the West Bank, which is extremely problematic, of course, if you're going to try to create a viable, contiguous Palestinian state. And so in the face of that, I think we need to see the United States doing much more than it's doing now in order to press Israel, in order to use its leverage in trying to bring about that two-state solution. And what we saw today was obviously the opposite of using leverage. President Trump claims that he is the ultimate deal maker. Well, one thing that any deal maker should know is that you don't give something for nothing. You know, the recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital, moving the embassy to Jerusalem, those are both bargaining chips that the United States could have used.
To what extent does it set back the peace process?
I think it unquestionably sets back the peace process. I think one thing that we have to realize is that the Palestinian Authority has staked its reputation on a peace process, on a two-state solution with Israel. President Trump has absolutely spat in their face, and it puts the Palestinians in an extremely, the PA, in an extremely difficult position. You know, they have to show that they're not, you know, that Palestinian dignity is not going to allow them to come right back to the negotiating table. I think over time they will. But especially at a time where, you know, we've heard from the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, that we're going to be receiving his peace plan within the next few months, the shooting of oneself in the foot here is incredible. I mean, why you would do something like this when you're getting ready to release a peace plan is just really beyond my capability of understanding.
Deborah Shushan, thanks so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That's Dr. Deborah Shushan. She's Director of Policy and Government Relations with Americans for Peace Now.